in that we lost Matt so early, and you get to a shorter bench in a kind of a grinding game. We handled it pretty darn well. Thought the game turned for us there, you know, at the 12-minute mark, maybe of the second period. Brian Little's line really got it going, and we were very strong after that. You know, after we got past the 2-0 shorthanded breakaway, after that, we were very strong in the game. But that's the way all of these games are going to look. They're said they come into the game tonight having just come off 10 wins and, you know, being in the 9 hole, and they're going to get their very best, and it's not going to be an open game or a loose game. So we didn't make the most of the offense we generated in the second period, and that happens as well, but didn't come off our game.
Well, why do you think your team is so much more comfortable in tight games this year? Second period, you guys had a lot of chances to extend the lead, but didn't stray from your game.
There's a certain amount of confidence building in the style of hockey, and knowing they've had success then. We haven't had to chase a lot of games. We've been in this position a fair amount of times, and we're getting more comfortable in it.
Brandon didn't finish the game.
Yeah, upper body. I won't list anybody beyond day-to-day because they got to get checked out.
Paul, feel free to say this is a dumb question, but how good has Blake Wheeler been this year for you?
No, it's a really, really important question. Right? You lose Mark Scheifele, and then you lose Adam Lowry. Kills penalties, power play, big plays. His play at center has been outstanding to the point it gives you pause about how do you take him out of the middle. He's played so well defensively in that. He's played with 18 or 19, 20, and 21-year-old players that as good as they are, they come in and out of games. You know, they haven't developed that yet, what he has, that consistency. We can talk for a half hour, and I wouldn't get close to telling you how important he is to our team.
Has he exceeded even your expectations this year as his third?
Well, you know what happened there? About a year after I started to work with him, I wouldn't have put a ceiling on the expectations. Anybody that works that hard every single day to get better, there's no ceiling there.
Paul, into the third period after a lot of chances in the second, not as much finish.
Right.
You're going into the third and still within one. What's the message like in the room about sticking to the game plan?
Well, we always talk about playing for the next goal, but playing a certain way for that next goal. Right. There were good things. There were a couple of things in the second period that weren't great, and we talked about those because we've got to continue to look at this game now, and that when we play in this situation, when we're in this situation, what do we want to look like? So it's really valuable time for us. Hard-fought games, the adversity that you face in a game, those are the most important things that we're dealing with right now, and we want to make sure we handle it a certain way every game.